Nimittam atram tatrasin.
Nimittam atram tatrasin.
Nirguna purusha rishabaha.
Nirguna purusha rishabaha.
Vyakta vyakta midam vishvam.
Vyakta vyakta midam vishvam.
Yatra brahmati lohavat. Nimittam, over translation, Nimittam atram, remote cause, tatra, then, asit, was, nirgunaha, uncontaminated, purusha rishabaha, the supreme person, vyakta, manifested, avyaktam, unmanifested, idam, this, vishvam, world, yatra, where, brahmati, moves, lohavat, like iron. Translation by His Divine Grace Avacharya Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. My dear Dhruva, the Supreme Personality of Godhead is uncontaminated by the material modes of nature. He is the remote cause of the creation of this material cosmic manifestation. When he gives the impetus, many other causes and effects are produced, and thus the whole universe moves, just as iron moves by the integrated force of a magnet. Translation responsively. My dear Dhruva, the Supreme Personality of Godhead
is uncontaminated by the material modes of nature.
He is the remote cause,
of the creation of this material cosmic manifestation.
When he gives the impetus,
many other causes and effects are produced.
And thus the whole universe,
moves,
just as iron moves by the integrated force of a magnet. Purport. How the external energy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead works within this material world is explained in this verse. Everything is happening by the energy of the Supreme Lord. The atheistic philosophers who do not agree to accept the Supreme Personality of Godhead as the original cause of creation think that the material world moves by the action and reaction of different material elements. A simple example of the interaction of elements occurs when we mix soda and acid, and the movement of effervescences is produced. But one cannot produce life by such interaction of chemicals. There are 8,400,000 different species of life with different wishes and different actions. How the material force is working cannot be explained just on the basis of chemical reaction. A suitable example in this connection is that of a potter and a potter's wheel. The potter's wheel rotates and several varieties of earthen pots come out. There are many causes for the earthen pots, but the original cause is the potter, who sets a force on the wheel. That force comes by his superintendence. The same idea is explained in Bhagavad Gita. Behind all material action and reaction, there is Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Krishna says that everything depends on his energy, and yet he is not everywhere. The pot is produced under certain conditions of action and reaction of material energy, but the potter is not in the pot. In a similar way, the material creation is set up by the Lord, but he remains aloof. As stated in the Vedas, he simply glanced over it, and the agitation of matter immediately began. In Bhagavad Gita, it is also said that the Lord impregnates the material energy with the part and parcel jivas, and thus the different forms and different activities immediately ensue. Because of the different desires and karmic activities of the jiva soul, different types of bodies in different species are produced. In Darwin's theory, there is no acceptance of the living entity as spirit soul, and therefore his explanation of evolution is incomplete. Varieties of phenomena occur within this universe on account of the actions and reactions of the free material modes. But the original creator, or the cause, is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is mentioned here as Nimitta Matram, the remote cause. He simply pushes the veer with his energy. According to the Mayavad philosophers, the Supreme Brahman has transformed himself into many varieties of form, but that is not the fact. He is always transcendental to the actions and reactions of the material gunas, although he is the cause of all causes. Lord Brahma says therefore in the Brahma Samhita, Ishvara Paramakrishna Satchidananda Vigraha Anadir Adir Govinda Savakarana Karanam. There are many causes and effects, but original causes, Sri Krishna.
I wasn't supposed to give class today, so last minute. And this is also very nice, actually, this purport, because it explains the position of Krishna as the Supreme Personality of God and the cause of all causes. Ishara Paramakrishna. Satchidananda Vigraha. He is a person who has eternal form. Satchidananda Vigraha. So sometimes we think that God is formless. If we can see the world around us, and it's all going on so nicely, there must be a creator. An intelligent person would know that behind everything there's a creator. That's the most sensible thing to think, to know that there must be a person who is doing all this work. There's a creator behind. That is real intelligence. Srila Prabhupada always said that is the real intelligence. The intelligent person knows the position of Bhagavan, the God, the Creator. The Creator of everything is the person who is behind everything. The universe, the mountains, the ocean, the rivers, the whole material and spiritual world. Maya, Krishna says, Maya Dakshana Prakriti. This, my Prakriti, that my nature is working under my direction. That's being maintained and created, and that's working under his direction. He may not be here personally, but it's working under his direction. Just like a company manager, he may not be personally there, but his agents are there everywhere, all over the world. Similarly, when Krishna is the creator of everything, but he is not personally there, but his energies are working. He's also personally there, because that's his position. Krishna is unlimited. He's there everywhere. So we may think he's not here, but he's actually there in everyone's heart as the super soul. So the purpose of this purport is to understand the position of Krishna as the Bhagavan, the source of everything. The supreme source of everything is the one who is the creator of everything. He creates everything. At the same time, when Krishna comes to this world, doesn't mean he is bound up by material nature. Just like prime minister, he may go in a prison. Doesn't mean he becomes one of the prisoners. He's aloof. That's what I explained here, aloof. He remains separate. So when Krishna comes here, he doesn't become one of us, bound up in the material world. He still remains the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Bhagavan. That's his position. Sachit Ananda Vigraha. He has eternal form, bliss and knowledge. We have the material body. We are limited to do anything we want to do, because we are bound up by this material body. Our hands are bound up by the three modes of material nature, explained here. We are afflicted by suffering, birth, death, old age, disease, adhyatmik, adhidaivik, adhibhautik, the three types of miseries, we are afflicted by it. But Krishna is not afflicted by any of these things. Only Krishna, when he is here in this world, he comes to perform his lila, his pastimes. We are not here to perform our lila. And we say, I'm suffering. It's not like you're performing a lila. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Birth, death, old age, disease. Yeah, it's my lila. That would be a joke. Krishna, you see, when he appeared in the battlefield of Kurukshetra, he was 125 years old. If we would be 125 years old, we would be with long beard, eyes covered with a stick. Krishna remains young. Was that Navayovanam? Always youthful. Komara. Always, even at the, he can be eternally hundreds of years old, but he doesn't get old. He stays same as a 16-year-old. That would be wonderful. We all want that. We wish we could be always remain young. In fact, everyone in this world, they want to look young. They work so hard to remain young. You know, there are scientists working, how can they can push the time back and try to look young? It's impossible. Because we have the material body. The material body is afflicted by time. Kalosmi lokakshaya. Krishna says, time I am. So time takes everything away. And I came here after 30 years and people have passed away that I knew. And people, they look, everyone old. They look at me, I look old. The time is changing our body. But we don't change. We remain the same as who we are actually, as it is. Body changing. Because the body is is with this world. So Krishna, his position is superior. He's always Bhagavan, no matter where he is. So he comes from the spiritual world in the material world, and wherever he is, that is spiritual world. It's here, the beautiful deities of Radhavalva, Jagannath Bala, Subhadra and Gauritai, you can actually feel it. In this temple room, it's different from the outside world. You can actually even feel it, even though we are here in the mature world. When you walk into this temple, you don't feel like you're part of the world anymore. Isn't it? We can actually feel it. That's why we shouldn't be eager to leave the temple. We should always be in the temple. Always. And if you go out, have that Krishna consciousness mentality. That's why a devotee is not affected by these material modes. We are affected, but we not act on it. We are affected by disease. It's not that we chant Hare Krishna, clap our hands and dance, we don't feel the pain. We don't feel the pain actually. But because we are always thinking of Maya and so suffering comes onto us. We don't have time to engage this, we don't have time to think of suffering. We are so busy in Krishna consciousness. That should be the attitude of a devotee. Just like Krishna. It's like we celebrate Krishna's birth, Janmashtami. We also celebrate the birth of a devotee, because devotee's birth is just as important. Because when they're here, they're also, their mission is to spread Krishna consciousness. Just like Krishna is here. He lives the Govardhana Hill. Because he wants to show he is the Supreme Bhagavan. He showed his universal form in front of Duryodhana, because he wanted to tell him that he is God. Have respect for him and worship him. Similarly, our position is to serve him always. That is our eternal position. So if you serve Krishna, you will always remain in a very pure state. You will not be affected by sense enjoyment and material for Maya. Because Maya, Krishna's, that is the verse. You can be in the darkness or you can be in the light. You can choose to be where you want to be. So devotees of Krishna, like Dhruva Maharaj, he is always protected by Krishna because they're always thinking of Krishna. They're with Krishna. So Krishna's position is like that when he is in the wherever he is surrounded by his devotees. And Krishna's devotees also is with Krishna. Samaham sarvabhutesh name jeshasti na priya jayavasanti tuma bhaktam naite te shucha priya. Krishna says he is in me, I am in them. That verse. Yeah. So Krishna is always in the heart of a devotee and the devotees are also in the heart of Krishna. That is the lila. But when you not Krishna conscious, that's another thing. So the other day I was talking about mystic perfections. Every person is a mystic perfectionist. Every person. Because if you are a devotee of Krishna, you imbibe the mood of pure devotees. You are spreading Krishna consciousness. So you have the miracle to do whatever because Krishna empowers you. Krishna empowers the devotees. This is why Srila Prabhupada can do so much. Srila Prabhupada was an elderly man and he did so much that the whole world cannot do. So Krishna was empowering Srila Prabhupada to do all this. So every devotee actually has the power to do that kind of service. If we are thinking of Krishna, Krishna will empower you. You won't feel tired. You will not feel afflicted by material modes. You always remain above. If we are thinking of Krishna, as a fact, if you, anything, you find it difficult to do it, you chant Hare Krishna. And it happens. Even sometime I'm opening a door, a lock, and it's not working. And I'm thinking of Krishna, oh, Krishna, please help. And suddenly it opens. It's not a miracle. Every person can perform miracle because it's done by Krishna. If someone does something very unusual, everybody, oh, he's become Bhagavan. No. Even a cow, his grass can produce milk. That's a miracle. We can't produce milk. So what makes you special? So Krishna is the ultimate creator. He can make everything so wonderful, as amazing. You know, bird can fly in the sky so beautifully. And so there's no accidents. Thousands of birds, they fly together. There's no accidents. And you buy an orange, it's covered so nicely with the skin. And the stuff is inside. So the bugs doesn't get in. There's so many things, how Krishna created. You can see Krishna in everything. You see, the ocean is so clean and it's salty. If we want to keep something, we put preservative, isn't it, to keep longer. Added ingredients, preservative. Krishna made this big, big ocean. It's so salty because that's like preservative. It doesn't go bad. And we make the airplane, and sometimes goes all missing. You can't find, right? And then accidents, everyone dies. They can't find the wing or anything. It's all gone missing. And Krishna produced even a mosquito. It's never an accident. We always talk about this. So Krishna's creation is perfect in every way. Complete and perfect. Maya Dakshana Prakriti. See, even though this is a material creation, this is a material world, but still it's perfect. Because it's Krishna's creation. We produce anything that's full of mistakes. We made the car. You know, every day there are so many accidents. Every day. You just look in the news. The first thing they will, the news, they tell you is how many people had accident where, here, and fire in a factory. You have to cut the car to get the driver out. It's just bad news. So, material creation, Krishna's creation, is perfect and complete in every way. Always we have to take shelter of Krishna, because Krishna is perfect. His creation is perfect. Every devotee, when we take shelter of Krishna, he can make us perfect by chanting Krishna's name. This is the power of the mantra, Maha Mantra. Even people believe in certain mantras, like if you say some mantra and you can do amazing things. Well, I was talking about this yesterday with one of the devotees. My father was a mystic siddhi also. He could sit in the fire in lotus and not be burnt, not even one scratch. I've seen it as this girl's age, very small, and I still remember. He had to fast for 3 days, do a vrata, no water, nothing, and then end of the third day, in the middle of the night, he sat in the lotus, in the blazing fire, not just one little bit of ash, blazing fire. He sat in the middle, took off his clothes completely. Half an hour, burning fire, and people were also throwing down fire on his head, chanting mantra and playing drum. Yeah, I've seen it. This is way before, I don't know. And then at the end of half an hour, he came out, nothing, not burnt. That's mean magic. We're talking about this, or the mystic yoga. Yeah. Everyone's like amazed, sitting in the middle of blazing fire, half an hour, not even a coping and meditation, and he comes out, not one blister. We have one devotee burn his feet during the kitchen, and we all had to cover his work, his service. His both feet was burned. So we all were joking with him, you know, like, you know, he tried to abhishek his feet with hot water. Even Krishna doesn't do that. He uses warm water. Oh yeah, Hare Krishna. You got to be very conscious of devotional service. Is Krishna conscious? The body belongs to Krishna. If you are Krishna, you don't get burned. We have no material body, you will be burned. But my father didn't get burned. I'm telling the truth, because children, when they are small, they don't lie easily, unless something. Well, I saw. Just they had a big fire, like we have the jagya. When we have the jagya, it's just a small fire, because we're scared that there'll be fire in the building and, you know, the dangerous. But in a village in India, you can build a big bonfire, you know, like a huge fire. So the fire, actually 3-4 people can actually sit in it. It's so big. And had the fire was made from a kulgach, which is a bear fruit. That tree and mango tree can make the best fire. It's very hot. So we really want to test this guy. And he fasted for 3 days, and that was 3 days we call him sannyas, but he's not, he's married. But the 3 days, That 3 days is considered to be sannyas, because he doesn't speak to anyone, he stays secluded place, and he doesn't eat anything, complete fast, not even water. Middle of the last, the third night, midnight, they all prepare. He's not to be seen. So they had big fire already ready. It's burning. You can hear from down the road, the sparkling, the fire. And he comes. They bring him with a singing drum, like a Guru Maharaj. And then he comes, takes off his clothes, phew, straight away sits in the middle of the fire. I was thinking, wow, who is this guy? And in lotus pose. Half an hour. And they were chanting mantras and playing drums, big drums. Not Mridanga, the dhak, they call it dhak. It's a big drum like this, they beat it with a stick, both sides. And they're chanting mantras. And he said, how can you, a scientist explain that? A fire doesn't burn you. They don't have explanation. And at the end he came out, nothing. Everybody's checking his body, there was not a, just make sure. Not even a blister. So this is a material world. Some ordinary person can do it. And they say they have a sun planet, everything is very fiery, very hot. And even they say there are animals that live in the fire. So if we purify the atmosphere by killing everything, burning, there are living entities that live in the fire, I guess. So if you're not getting burned, it's not an amazing thing. It's Krishna's energy. Agni, Krishna's energy. There are eight, what's that verse? Bhagavad Gita says there are eight energies. Bhumi, Rapo, Nala, Vayu. You all know, right? Apo means nala. Nala is fire. Apo is water. Pamir apo nala vayo kangmana buddhirevcha. So eight energies, elements that dominate our body. So if you don't have fire in your stomach, you won't be able to digest your food. Oh yeah, I'm the cook. Can't even eat a chapati because you don't have fire. So Krishna is the creator of the fire. So I have so many houses. I'm so rich. I have so many cars. I know this guy's house in Gujarat. He's an elderly man. His son already married, left. His daughter's already left. So he has at least four houses in his village. His own house, and he has 13 cars. 13 belongs to him. They're very old cars. He was showing me, and he has a diamond factory. And like 500 people working under him, very wealthy. Then he sat down with me. I said, I'll cook like Australian style, you know, koranga potato that they never had before. They can get everything from Mumbai, you know, cheese and sour cream. So I made all this, and apple pie, koranga potato, spaghetti, ravioli, all Italian things. And so he invited all these people from villages to eat. And they're eating a little bit, you know, they're very rich people. And then we sat to eat with that big guy. His friend, my friend's father-in-law. So I told him, you have so many cars, so many people working under you, but you can only eat five chapatis. And goranga potato, just a few pieces. I said, I can eat more than you. Give me some of your car. But you think he's the enjoyer? And he walk around the village, hey! Hi, Jai Shri Krishna. Everybody knows him. He's a big man, you know. And I told him, I was always with him. I was taking him around to some of the temples, Dakor, some deities there. And I told him, you're just a small entity. He likes me to just tell him off all the time. He didn't mind. So I was telling him off all the time. So he had me next to him. And I told him that, you know, Krishna is the supreme enjoyer. You have so many cars, but you can't lift a Govardhan hill. Only Krishna can do that. And you have 13 cars, you can sit only in one car, not in all the cars at the same time. And his body is very black complexion. And you know, and his wife's all hairs are all white. So I told him, you know, look at you. And Krishna plays the flute. I was just constantly telling him off. He wasn't mine. He liked me. And then he gave a big donation. Like, make sure that he has enough in his other pocket. Just a little left over. Just give to the devotee a little bit. And then Krishna is he's the owner of the Jagannath. He's the owner of the universe. He can give you the universe. It's mentioned that all the universes coming out of the body of Mahavishnu, like the bag of mustard seed. If you drop a bag of mustard seed, it's so many, you don't have time to count them. So many mustard seed. So if Krishna just pick up one mustard seed and give to you, not a problem. No big deal. He is the owner of the universe. He can give you one universe to you. One universe for Govindesh, another universe for Philip, another universe for, you know. We wouldn't know what to do with it. Krishna is the owner of the universe. And everyone's, all Australian people are worried that so many Indians are coming, taking away the land, and buying off the houses, the Chinese are buying off the houses. They're getting worried, there's not enough space here. They just go down the road. Bendigo, there's so much land there. They want to cramp up in the city area. So many universes. Millions and millions, billions of universes coming out of Krishna's body. Mahavishnu's body. Just like I said, you can take one mustard seed and just throw at you. You take one universe. Sometimes people say, God is Daridra Narayan. They say in Bengal, Daridra Narayan, which means he is a friend of the poor because he himself is poor. What nonsense. He is most merciful. He can give anything you want. Just like he gave a universe, a planet, to Dhruva Maharaj. He said, no, thank you. I just want to be around you and chant Hare Krishna. I don't need anything. If someone comes to you, you know, I'll give you these five houses and a car. I said, oh yeah, thank you. You'll be gone. Bye-bye Hare Krishna. You don't want to serve Krishna. You want the material enjoyment. So, material enjoyment, sense enjoyment is very limited. What makes a devotee very happy and blissful when you don't have anything? If you don't have anything, just wear a kopin, a chanjapa on the side of the Ganges, that's the most happy position because you don't have nothing to worry about, actually, isn't it? When you have so much, you have to worry about so many things. You have to worry about your wife. You know, I'll tell you the story, right? You know, everybody knows. I'll tell you, everyone has their own way of telling it. You know, this Brahmachari was meditating. He had only two kopins. And you know, I'm so proud of my kopins, you know. I have two kopins. And when he's wearing one, the other one's drying. And what is happening that that's the story, right? The mouse was coming and eating the copian. And it happens. If you put your sari and stuff, you're hanging the mouse will come at night. Maybe there's no mouse here. But in India a lot of mouse, you know. And in Hong Kong when I was living, the mouse was this size. They come out at night like. I live in Calcutta, and south of the Brahmachari Ashram. So very hot, so you sleep on the roof. And then at night they'll be nibbling on your feet, eating your feet. I sleep with the socks on. Or the smelly socks, they go away. So, this mouse would come and eat the kopin, and there was... So they thought, what to do? What did you do?
Got a cat.
I got a cat, yeah. You know, cats, I mean, people, you have to take care of cats, like, a lot of work to do. You know, you have to buy the cat food, you know. You know, have a big supermarket just to buy cat food. They might be like $10, depending on the quality. And take care of them and... So you got a cat, and so many things. You have to put water, and you know, cats. They, you know, then the cat was getting harassed by a what was that?
Cat needs milk.
Cat needs milk. Oh yeah, there's a story. Yeah, the cat needs milk. Well, they have cat food here. They don't have milk anymore. Anyway, at that time, they didn't have cat food. At that time, so cat needs milk. 这个account and then they start getting our instant milk. So they got milk. To get the milk, you know, those days were not easy to get if you don't have a cow. Not like now. If you didn't have a cow, not a problem. You could just go and get it in the supermarket. So then you actually need the cow. I remember my time, we were three brothers, and it was not easy to get milk. They don't deliver milk on your doorsteps. So then we had a cow. One cow, that's enough milk for three of us. That's why we're very smart now, because we drink a lot of milk. You know, they have strong teeth. So then, so we got a cow, a big job to take care of a cow. If you have a cow in Melbourne, first of all, you need to have a lot of land. So they were living in the countryside, so they have a lot of land. So we need to take care of cow. I remember when I first joined in Mayapur, I had to take care of cows. It's very difficult. Because the cow, if you're not experienced, they can step on you. They hit you with the tail. If you're very small, anything that hits you hurts. And then cow stepped on my feet. It was so painful. They said, you need to take your feet and put the same feet in front of the nose of that cow that stepped on you. That's the medicine. So how do you do that? How do you pick up the feet? Put it in front of, because if the cow breathed on that sore area, according to the villagers, then the pain will go away. It's true. So I did that. I picked it up. Anyway, so then, it's not easy to take care of a cow. You have to have a lot of grass and wash them. And the cow is very fudgy. There's some sort of particular grass. They don't want to eat this grass. They want other grass. Very fussy. Like the devotees here, you know. You don't have the, you know, you want to make sure that you know, breakfast should be khichdi with, you know, and a pakora and everything. Perfect. Otherwise you go home and, you know, harass your mother to cook for you. Then, it's very difficult. So then, take care of cow and it costs money, actually. Then what he did, he had to get married. What's that?
Married.
He got married, yeah. Do you take care of the cow? If you get married, it's not the wife has to take care of the cow. There's no cow here. But that time was different. So the guy, the wife, you know, is more hassle, I guess, to take care of the cow. It's easy to take care of a cow, then you have a wife even more harder, I think. You know it. So then, you know, Indian women, I don't know, I'm just saying, you may want to just, you know, stay at home and cook, but then you demand so many things. And I have a friend in Hong Kong that I was working for. He always complained. He said, you know, he's very rich. He said, I have to give his wife like $12,000 a month. And then, you know, from the company profit, you know. And all they just complaining. Then I told him, no, she has to cook for you. She has to do all the laundry, take care of the kids. There's a lot of work. And living in Hong Kong is very expensive. So then he was complaining. So it's equal. So you have to take care of the cow, but you have to also take care of the wife. Very big job. And if you are a devotee wife, maybe you don't have to worry so much because you're very renowned. So you're happy with one sari and maybe not too many things. And maybe on festival days we wear silk sari. Rest of the time we wear simple. So it's easier on a devotee husband. But if you're a karmic husband, maybe you have to really work for them. They want bangles, gold, diamonds. The devotee mother is not wearing any of that. So anyway, so it's a lot of hardship in life. Then what happened? Then so he had to get a job. He had to get a job to take care of the cow, take care of the wife. Before, he didn't have to worry about just one coping. That's easy. You know, I remember, I was brahmachari. It's easy. Just, you know, you have two pairs, dry it overnight. And I used to put the two copings in the winter, heater. It dries in half an hour. if there's no sun. So that increases the problem. Increases. That's the point. So you think, that's what Prabhupada said, simple living, high thinking. But everybody's thinking, you know, very lot of anxiety and all those things that they think that's the best thing. To have more, that's the best way. The more things you have, more anxiety you'll have. Less you have, less anxiety you have. That's so Krishna consciousness means to try to always see what is the best solution to problems of life. It's to take shelter of Krishna. And material nature, that we're not under material nature. We're under Krishna's energy. If we put ourselves, seriously chant Hare Krishna, deeply in our heart, Krishna is always there with us. We don't depend on material things to satisfy us. You know, people, even devotees, we get an illusion so much that, you know, I have this house and another, I need another house. I know many devotees, they have a house in Mayapur, one in Vrindavan, then in the village in India, then they have a house here, another one for rent. How many do you want, man? How much can you know, like I said, don't get into so much this consciousness. Just be happy what you have. You say, oh, no, Krishna, make my body, make the body out of gold. I want my body made out of gold. Imagine that. Somebody actually prayed to Krishna, make my body, turn it into a gold. Tathasta. Krishna says, so be it. So his body is turned into gold because he was praying so deeply from the heart and so sincerely. So Krishna had to give him what he wants. And then that was it. Your body is made out of gold, you can't think and do nothing. You can't move it. It's metal. So be happy with what Krishna has given you. So material energy is working on us, but we all have to reflect on Krishna. Krishna is the owner behind everything. Nimitta matram. Makes it plain here. He is the source behind everything. Oh, Krishna is giving the trouble. In Bengal, they always say that. Oh, yeah. You know, if there is God, there's always so much trouble in the world. We create the trouble. 50 years ago, you can breathe the air in China and Delhi. Now you cannot breathe. You have to wear a mask. So many years ago, the British were in India. They had the horse carts. They were saying, oh, this is... horse is passing the horse dung, so it's a problem, they have to clean. Now there's pollution, how to clean the pollution? And they pollute the river, you can't drink the water. You have to buy the bottled water. Someone's saying the water is in a plastic container, so it's polluting also. You drink plastic water. Where is the solution? Solution is simple living, high thinking. Think of Krishna. Don't want this, that, so much. Eat a little bit, no need to eat so much. Now there are so much here, I have to finish it. So I eat so much up to here, I can't breathe. I remember when I was in the Gurukul your age, and I was serving the prasadam to the devotees, I said, that's the worst thing to do. Because everybody's eating and then you have to serve. I want to sit down and eat. Like everybody, they serve me. But in the Gurukul, they said you have to serve because that's the, you have to serve the Vaishnava, that's the service attitude. You have to learn a service attitude. And so it may, but then we, on the days we have to fast, then they're really hungry and then make us serve the adults. And I was like, khichdi here, and banging on the, I wasn't in the mood. So what they started that, we eat first, then we can serve, then you're in a good, better mood. So we eat before serving, then we will be in good mood. We can serve peacefully. So what I was doing, so I'd make sure that my plate is huge if I'm serving. So there's all the people who are serving, so I'm the monitor, make sure I have more, I'll trouble you later. So big plate of rice, dal, everything, lots. And then sit down to eat, I get it all ready to eat. Halfway cannot finish. I feel, oh. Because when you fast, you can't eat much. Because I have desire to eat so much. And then the teacher said that you have to eat it all. Because no wasting. You know those days, no waste, because our temples are like poor and we have less. So we make sure we eat everything. So I said, okay, I need at least 2 hours. Because I can't just gobble it in. So my teacher said, no problem. So you sit in front of me and chant japa. Started eating slow. He became really annoyed. You know, sitting there 2 hours, he would be finishing 16 rounds, I would be still eating. And then when he was feeling like that, my teacher was feeling he was falling asleep, I put a lot of prasadam under the plate. Because we have banana leaf. And when you fold the banana leaf, it's all the prasadam inside. They don't check. They don't say, open your banana leaf, let's see what's inside. They don't check that. So it'll be very quick. So just eat slowly, slowly, fall asleep. So the point is, Krishna is, owner of everything. We should be very, very, very conscious, Krishna conscious. Krishna has given us everything. So Dhruva Maharaj here in this purport explains that he is showing the example of a great devotee. Great devotee, there's a story he got into fight with the all the yakshas. So, where he became victorious because of the power he got from Krishna. So devotees, we get shakti from serving Krishna. But always remember, Krishna is the owner of everything behind. Always remain humble that Krishna's mercy is because of Krishna's mercy we're able to do something. Okay? Hare Krishna. I have a lot of things to do today. I cooked the Rajbhog, then Crossways, then 6:40. You're thinking, he's just giving the class, he has not much to do, then he's going back in the room and he's going to have a sleep. No. I have a lot of service to do. Yeah. Any questions? Yes?
One comment. Lord is telling to Narad Muni that Naam Basam Bekukhe Yogi Naam Vidyam Nacha Mam Bhakta Jat Gayante Tattam Pistasnya. I am there wherever he is chanting going on. I am not in Bekunta or anywhere else.
Yeah.
So Lord Krishna loves chanting so much that he is present physically there.
Wherever. Sure. Yeah, Krishna is everywhere. Especially where devotees are singing his glories. So that. Any other questions? Comments? Maharaji? Okay, thank you very much.